We're delighted to introduce the third podcast from the Macmillan Primary Care Nursing Project. Today's episode is a slightly different focus as we're going to be talking to the patient partners who have been working with us during the last 2 years. The idea for the podcast came about when we started to reflect on how we could demonstrate the value they've added to our work as part of the evaluation, because you think it's been enormous, but we wanted to know what it's been like from their perspective and see what we could do differently in future work. We hope you find it interesting and perhaps take away some thoughts on how to meaningfully engage with patient partners. Happy listening. So let's start off by introducing who's in the room. I'm Sandra Dyer, I'm Macmillan Primary Care Lead Nurse from South East London.
Hello, my name's Sharon Gell and I'm a cancer survivor.
Hello, I'm Christine Chapman, I'm a cancer patient partner.
Hello, I'm Bonnie Green, I'm also a cancer survivor and a cancer patient partner.
Okay, so you're all here because you've been involved in the Macmillan Primary Care Nursing Project in some way, but I think some of you might have been patient partners beforehand.
Yes, I've been involved as a patient partner for some years, probably too many to reflect on, and I've worked both giving a carer perspective and a patient perspective, as my husband also is a cancer survivor. And I've been involved in work in London, looking at the reorganisation of cancer services across London. And I worked with Kingston Hospital, which is my local hospital, which is where I was treated, where we've re-established our cancer patient partner group. And I work also with my local CCG.
And I'm Christine, and I've worked mainly with Kingston Hospital as a cancer patient partner. But I have also done some work both on a national project and on some Trans London cancer projects as well.
Well, I was as a cancer patient, I was sent an invitation to attend a focus group, and that's how comes I got involved. And I attended the group, and then I've been with you ever since. I think this was in August 2018.
Okay, brilliant. So the next question, which Sharon you've partly answered, but Bonnie and Christine you haven't, is how did you get involved in our project specifically? Kind of what was the process in terms of how you got involved?
Okay, as I said earlier, I've been involved for some years in work as a cancer patient partner, so I was actually invited to join this project because people were aware of some of the work that I did. And I was really pleased to be involved because I'm passionate about better support for people affected by cancer when they finish their treatment and are discharged back into primary care. And so this project was actually a perfect piece of work for me to be involved in.
Thank you. How about you, Christine?
I was introduced to the Practice Nurse Project by Bonnie, who, as we've said, is the same patient partner group at Kingston Hospital. Partly that's because I'm, as well as being a cancer patient, I'm a retired GP and was involved with local practice nurses training and felt that very passionate that they needed to have plenty of support if they were going to be taking on this project.
So you've all had slightly different roles. Bonnie, if I can start with you, can you tell us a little bit about the things that you've been involved in other than the steering group role?
Being involved in the steering group's actually quite a wide responsibility because as a member of the steering group, I've been invited to look at some of the proposals for some of the projects and make sure that they're properly focused on the patient experience, because it's all about improving the patient experience or the people affected by cancer, improving their experience. I've been involved in helping to set up the focus groups, and through my work that I do with Richmond CCG, involving Richmond as part of your focus group work, looking over lots of materials and participating in some of your external meetings as well, giving a patient perspective. So I think it's been really, really valuable for me and to the project.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. And other than the steering group, there's other things that you've kind of helped us with, isn't there? I'm thinking about the video, for example.
Oh, sorry, I've forgotten about the video, yes. Sharon's already mentioned the video, and yes, I was part of the giving the patient perspective in the video, which has been used as part of your training and in other external events.
Okay, thank you. Sharon, when we met you, you attended a patient focus group. You've also helped participate in some other aspects of the project, so some of the education and the video that Bonnie is talking about.
When I attended the focus group and I was able to share my story, and from there I was asked to come and assist with the primary care nurses training day, and I was able to do a presentation, and we did a Q&A, didn't we? Mm-hmm. And that went really well. And then after the presentation, the nurses were able to ask me questions about my experiences, and they were quite shocked by what I had actually experienced. And and so from there, I believe that they were so shocked at what I went through that they said that the best part of their training that day was actually getting involved in my situation. So I was happy to help there and make a difference. And then from there, I did go on to be part of the video with Bonnie and show about the cancer care review. And that was really important to me as well, because after having experienced treatment, being in hospital for 6 weeks, coming out and not having any support from the primary care nurses or the GPs, it was good to see how I should have been treated, and that was really good. And it's good that the video will then help others to see how to do a care review.
Could I just add something? That what Shona just said, it reminded me of my part in that video. As I've mentioned, I've been involved as a cancer patient for some time, and particularly my concern is about supporting patients in primary care. And I had done quite a lot of other little focus group works in my CCG area, and I heard so often from other, both men and women, how they felt after they finished their hospital treatment and discharged back into primary care. It was like going into a black hole. Yeah. They just felt completely unsupported and like falling off the edge of a cliff. And I was able to explain that in the video. And I hope, you know, that's really, I think, helpful to let people know that that's what we're feeling.
Yeah. I think there's something very powerful about that message. It comes across both in the video and when we did the session at Kingston University that you were talking about, Sharon. So that was a group of practice nurses, some of them quite new to practice nursing. And the kind of feedback they got, or they gave us from that particular part of the day, was kind of overwhelmingly, they kind of really learned from listening to your story. So I think it's something very powerful about actually listening to someone's experience, kind of face-to-face, actually kind of there with them. It seems very real, I think.
And I think for me, a lot of them was asking questions like, did the GP not do this? Did they not, you know, they couldn't believe that I went through a whole year of being undiagnosed and backwards and forwards with, you know, to the GP. Mm-hmm. So they were quite shocked by what I experienced, and I think it was good to see their reaction so they would know what to look out for when they do meet a patient firsthand.
This question now is to Christine, who's a retired GP as well as a former cancer patient. How do you feel you've contributed towards the project?
When I joined the project, one of the most important things I felt about practice nurses doing the cancer reviews is that, unlike the other work that the practice nurses do, which are like diabetic reviews, asthma, they are very much a large part of their work, but each of the illnesses is well defined. Mm-hmm. But with cancer, it can affect people, any part of the body. Mm-hmm. It can affect people in very different ways, and they can be living with the effects of their treatment for life, or they may have no effects. So one of the important things was that I felt that the practice nurses and primary care as a whole needs to have good training so that they can understand this illness and to be able to respond to the patients in ways that, you know, they may not know the answers, but they need to have somewhere to go to actually get supported to find out the answers. Mm-hmm. And so that was one of the main focuses for being on the steering group, I felt, was to actually ensure that people understood that. And I think I actually went, as part of the project, I went on a practice nurse training day at the Royal Marsden School, and it was really interesting actually seeing how the nurses were responding to that and understanding that, and they were given lots of resources, and the practice nurse communities are going to be so important from that point of view, so that they are supported.
Yeah, so hopefully seeing that training sort of firsthand is kind of reassuring in a way to
you. It was very reassuring, actually, very reassuring, because I could see that's what the practice nurses wanted as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it made me feel that, yes, they know where they're going, mm-hmm. and that's really important.
Thinking about your experiences, have you felt that your contributions have been valued and that you've been able to share your experience and expertise as you wanted to? And can you maybe give some examples about what's worked well?
I definitely feel that my contribution has been valued, but not only valued, but acted upon, because it's very important that the voice of the patient is not only listened to, but actually mm-hmm. taken note of and changes made as a result. Certainly, I've made comments on documents, and those comments have been taken on board and documents have been amended. I was also asked to write an introduction to two of the reports that the projects have published. So that's a really very good, positive and open way to show how patients have been involved and listened to in the project. So, yes, absolutely listened to.
Yes, I would say I've been very much listened to. I didn't do as much as Bonnie has done in the outside the meetings, but I did feel that when I made comments during the meetings that they were very much listened to.
Sharon, your involvement in the project has been slightly different, so do you think you can sort of add in terms of what's worked well in terms of your input into the project and the education?
Well, I think I have been listened to as well, and I think my experiences have been taken on board, which I think has had an impact in what the nurses have learnt.
Mm-hmm.
And but on the flip side, not only do I think I've been listened to from that side, I've also benefited from the whole project, just having access to certain things that I didn't even know existed.
Okay.
So on the so it's worked really mm-hmm. well for me also.
Yeah, that's a real benefit, actually.
Yeah. Is that terms and kind of what services are out there?
Yeah, and for 3 years I was trying to get some assistance from my GP because I put on a lot of weight, and because of my heart condition, I've got stage 2 heart failure.
Mm.
I couldn't do anything, I can hardly move. And so then from one of the focus groups being introduced to a Move More class, that's really helped me and been really beneficial to what I've been able to access and what I've been able to do.
Mm.
So from that point of view, yes, I really feel as if my needs have been appreciated, and I've been able to access not only the Move More, but also I've joined a choir as well, the 10 of us choir. So there's been other things that I've had access to, and also being able to meet other people and be able to share my experiences has been beneficial.
It's made you a more confident patient, as it were.
It's everybody is going through something, and so you realise you're not the only person that's affected,
mm-hmm.
and it's opened doors for me to access that and realise, it's not just me.
Fantastic.
I think it's helped my self-esteem as well, because I retired because of my cancer as a GP, and I was sad to retire, but I now feel that some of my skills that I've had are being used still, and that makes me feel much better about myself as a result, and a happier person, and I'm sure that helps to fight any problems I do have with cancer.
Yeah, and I'm the same, because having being laid off work because of my cancer, and knowing I've got a brain, I might not be able to be active,
mm-hmm.
but to just be able to be doing something positive for Macmillan, for research to help, it's made a big difference to my confidence as well.
Right, that's all very positive to hear. What lessons could we learn in terms of how we could have done things differently to ensure your voices have been heard? What could we have done better?
I'm not sure you could have. I think your patient engagement has been absolutely top class. And frankly, from my experience of other projects, it's been it's been textbook. Often patient experience, or gaining patient experience, or patient engagement is a bit of a tick box exercise, and it's definitely not been that in this case. So I think you should use this as a beacon for good patient engagement.
Yeah, I would agree. So often it's a tick box exercise, and it certainly hasn't been on the steering group.
Okay, it's obviously great to hear, because that's what we set out to do, was to make it a meaningful kind of relationship, our patient partners to kind of contribute and kind of work together in terms of the project. So that's really great to hear. So if anybody is out there listening who might be considering volunteering some time as a patient partner, what would you say?
Oh, I would say it really makes a difference, mm-hmm. you know, not just to what you receive, but to what you're giving back. And I think we all have different stories mm-hmm. to tell. And so by coming forward and sharing your story, you know, people are amazed mm-hmm. by what you've been through, and then they can fix the lack in the services, or they can, you know, make sure that somebody else doesn't go through mm-hmm. what you went mm-hmm. through. So I think it really makes a difference. And to the project, but also to your own well-being. Mm-hmm. We also, you know, feel much better, as Christine says, you build your self-esteem, you feel as if you're doing something to a good cause, and also you get a result yourself as a patient.
Okay, so anybody else want to add anything to that?
I felt it was useful to be able to give back to the service. Some of the thing, you know, I had excellent care, and I'm pleased to be able to sort of give things back to the service that are going to help patients in the future.
Yes, I mean, that's something I would say myself, and I hear from other patient partners. It's actually about being able to give back and almost saying thank you, because we've all had good care. Cancer care in general is fantastic care, yeah. And it's really good to give something back to that. But also, some things do need changing, and by being able to voice your experiences or your views, it does enable that service, however big or small it is, to improve on the basis of patient experience and improve that patient experience.
Yeah, and I think also it's not all been bad.
No.
So we've also experienced certain aspects of our, you know, process that has not been necessarily great. But I do know that where I was at St George's, I was under the haematology team and also the cardiology, and they both worked so well together, and I could not fault them. So, you know, that was a positive. Mm. And allowing, you know, them to know that this is so important to, you know, your structure, you know, your well-being, then they can work, you know, can know that this, you know, they're doing something good.
Sure.
Yeah, that made a difference. Yeah, that was positive
as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
So your voice can be heard for your individual circumstances, mm-hmm. but also as a way to be able to move things forward for the teamwork that's important in cancer care.
Yeah. Yes, because often we often have different experiences, but it's actually by triangulating all those different experiences and seeing trends. And I think sometimes some healthcare teams are a little bit defensive, thinking that if you've got patients on board or patient partners, it's all going to be about negative things. And as Sharon said, it's not. It's actually about sharing what went well as well, because that's just as important in developing services.
Absolutely, and that's part of the learning, isn't it? Yeah. It's sharing that good practice.
Yeah.
So if anybody out there's listening whose role involves working with patient partners, have you got any sort of last piece of advice to them to include kind of mutual benefits and real meaning in that kind of relationship of working together?
I think keep listening. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that perhaps they do need to be careful of is the medical jargon that often goes around. And I think even as a retired GP, there were some aspects of that I had to work at. And I think that's something that needs to be looked at sometimes.
And just making sure it isn't a tick box exercise, that actually when you're putting together a project, it's about involving patient partners as early as possible within the project so that they can help you build and develop the project, rather than asking them to come in at the end to say, oh, is what we've done okay? It's actually about going on a journey together.
Yeah,
as a patient, it's really been great being a part of a clinical team to, you know, to help in that respect as well. So it's worked really well.
So the final question in this section is, as a result of your input into the project, what do you hope might be the legacy of the project? Have you got any thoughts on that?
I'm definitely hoping that it reaches other boroughs. Mm-hmm. It's not just localised to where it started, just to reach other boroughs and to continue, because the timing, we're still going through it, and you know, where cancer survivors are living longer, mm-hmm. and so we don't want it to just stop now, mm-hmm. so that people in, you know, 2019, 2020 benefit. We just, you know, want everybody to benefit from this project.
Yeah, I agree.
Any other?
the project has resulted in some good evidence that practice nurses and community nurses want to take on these greater or wider responsibilities. Mm. And my fervent feeling is that this project doesn't end here, that it actually is taken up by the NHS England throughout the country, and that all patients can benefit from what I think will give a much better patient experience to people affected by cancer.
That was a really interesting discussion. I think it demonstrates a really good example of partnership working with patients, where patients actually felt really involved in the process and felt they actually had a valid and meaningful contribution towards the project as well. I think our project's benefited greatly through working together with our patient partners. For example, the material in the video would not have been as rich without our patient partners sharing their experience. So clearly all patients have different experiences, which are both good and bad. What those experiences do is paint a bigger picture and will help us as clinicians or as planners of healthcare to develop a deeper understanding of the patient experience. And this will support us, I think, to develop better solutions as well as sharing good practice. So if you're a patient listening and want to get involved with projects or with planning healthcare in your area, you can contact your local clinical commissioning group via their website. And if you look for an area on the website that says getting involved or how to feedback, you can leave your details there. If you're working on a project and looking to recruit patients, your best course of action is to contact your local patient engagement team, who will support you in finding patient partners and support you through the process of working together. So that's the end now of part one of this podcast. The second part will be patient partners talking about their own experiences of having cancer and the care they've received from both primary and secondary care. Thanks for listening.